We're going over to the UK now to speak to Ian Clarkson. He's the lead singer and band leader of the Jive Aces, the UK's number one jive and swing band. Their new album, Digging the Roots, Hot Jazz, Volume 2, is out now to celebrate their 21st year as the same lineup. After their famous appearance on Britain's Got Talent in 2012, where they reached the semi-finals and put Simon Cowell in a good mood, their profile has grown and grown. They've worked alongside artists including Van Morrison, Isaac Hayes, and even John Travolta. The band are all Scientologists and have filmed a mini-documentary which is airing on the Scientology Network about why the band became Scientologists. Welcome to the show, Ian.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, thanks very much for joining us. And congratulations on the new album, 21 years together. That's quite impressive.
I know. We've lasted longer than the Beatles, although I think they made more money.
fair point. What has kept you all together for so long then, do you think?
Well, various things, really. One is the love of the music. We're all into that sort of music. The other is our philosophy, and also and good communication, I think, because we have a good chemistry together. So we're creating music together, we're into the same sort of music, we're traveling all over together, and look, it's the right sort of chemistry. If there's a little tiny I don't want to do that, or we should put the saxophone there or do this there. Yeah, it's just creative and lasts about 10 seconds. It's great. We hardly ever argue. We just spend a lot of time in the van driving, really.
Fantastic. Well,
I've been married to a lot of guys.
It obviously works for you. So tell me about the music that you produce then. How would you describe it?
We do jive, and really that's where it's the type of music where after the big band scene, after Glenn Miller and everything that people know, and just before rock and roll, and it really is sort of the roots of rock and roll, and the likes of Louis Prima and Louis Jordan, people may have heard of the show Five Guys Named Mo that used to be on in London and all over, and some of those songs are on our albums, got Choo 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 Boogie and stuff, and it's upbeat, fun music that gets you to tap your toes even if you don't want to dance. And makes you happy, basically, and that's what we like to do, have a happy audience.
It sounds perfect. We need some happiness in today's world, don't we?
Yeah, we certainly do.
And interesting, you mentioned Louis Prima there. I know that you have his daughter, Toni Elizabeth Prima, singing on the new album.
That's right, yeah. I mean, for those listening who don't know Louis Prima, he was huge in America. Most known in England and Europe for being King Louis in the Jungle Book. He was a huge, famous singer, trumpet player, and band leader, all from the 1930s to about 1971, something like that. And, we had a partner called Keeley Smith that was very famous with him. They won one of the first Grammys for Old Black Magic in 1958. And they had their daughter, Toni Elizabeth Prima. She works with us, and she's singing on this very album, which is an amazing honour. And it's like part of a sort of, for us, it's like part of a royalty.
Oh yeah, that's wonderful. And tell me about working with John Travolta.
We were playing. He came over to a huge charity concert that we did in England. In Sussex, and he was performing and giving a check, and then we were performing. And the funny thing was, we did the finale, and we got a few other people up to do the last song, and we were playing the last song. And I'm looking at the people in the front rows, and everyone's going, all the women are going, ooh, and everyone's like beginning to scream. And I look behind, and there was John Travolta standing behind us on the steps. Doing one of his, in a really cool black suit, doing his, he only has to do a little move, a little wiggle, and everyone was like, like Pulp Fiction behind me or something like that.
Oh, brilliant. And Van Morrison, that must have been great fun.
Oh, yeah, he's a lovely guy, despite, people say, he's difficult to approach. But he's a lovely guy, and we've worked with him a few times, including we toured opening for him in England and also Wales. And yeah, it's just really nice. And we ended up getting up. He got us up to play with him as well, because we opened for him, and then he got us up to play with him. So we had we were doing Jump, Jive and Well. Funny enough, doing Lou Prima. He did When You're Smiling and Jump, Jive and Well, because he loves Lou Prima. And all his audience were going, "Oh, you guys, you're having smiling." Van Morrison smiling.
Oh, brilliant.
But he's actually, yeah, and he's a very much music lover.
Yeah.
You can talk to him about music for hours.
And all the people that you've performed in front of, and all the great venues as well, the Royal Albert Hall, the acoustic stage at Glastonbury. You've also performed for Her Majesty the Queen during her Diamond Jubilee celebrations. Is there a particular moment that stands out for you?
Well, I mean, they're all lovely. The Royal Albert Hall was great because they put down a dance floor for the first time, like a full dance floor across over the stalls and everything for the first time since, I think, New Year's Eve 1924 or something. And we turned it into a swing club, and there was like dancers from all over London. So it looked like the biggest supper club in the world, because you had people sitting all around the edges at tables and people dancing all over the floor, and it was sold out. It was beautiful.
Wonderful.
But playing for the Queen, of course, was lovely as well. And she waved at us. She gave a little wave.
Oh. And what about your experience on Britain's Got Talent?
Oh, it was definitely an experience. And we did become suddenly, as you say, very famous for making Simon Cowell smile, believe it or not, and putting him in a good mood. So I think if you can do that, you can do anything, pretty much.
Yes, absolutely. That's a real skill. And I have to ask you briefly, because there's a documentary coming out, isn't there, about Scientology. Tell us about that.
Well, there's a whole new, basically a TV channel, which is available all over the United States, but also you can get it in the UK. You can get it online, you can get an app, you can go on YouTube, and it's live streamed. It's just the Scientology Network. And basically, it's, you know, so people can see really what Scientology is, rather than what you often see or hear from things that are meant to be documentaries and actually aren't. And so basically, you can just go on there, find out what it is. But we've got a documentary, actually. It's predominantly about the band. We are all Scientologists, but it's mainly about the life of the band. And, you know, it mentions some of our charity work, which is we do an anti-drug campaign, which is sponsored by the church, which is, you know, to teach people, kids particularly, how, you know, the harms of drugs, street drugs, to put them off taking them. Yeah, and we've got a documentary, and it's coming out. It's on in America, it's on tonight, but it's sort of like, if you want to catch it in Europe and the UK, it'll be on, I guess, unless you want to watch it at 1 o'clock in the morning in English time tonight, then it will be on like 11 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, and then it's repeated at 5 p.m. and then 10 p.m.
Okay.
On Wednesday. Yeah, so we're really proud of it, and it really shows about the band, what we do, what sort of music it is. And it's great because you can go on the channel, and it has documentaries, about different people and their passion and what they do, and that's just our one, basically.
And what's it called?
The documentary series is called Meet a Scientologist.
Okay.
And it's on the Scientology Channel. And it's on DirecTV, which I guess mainly in the US. And then if you want to watch it, there's a Scientology app. You can go to the Scientology, official network.
Perfect.
Website. Yeah. And you can also go to our website, and we'll direct you to it. As it's just jiveaces.com.
Okay, jiveaces.com. And also, I wanted to ask you, because I'm going to play the song shortly, Bring Me Sunshine, that you did, which was prescribed by a doctor in Seattle to cheer up patients suffering with depression. How great is that?
I know, isn't that amazing? That's almost like our mission statement in one word coming from a doctor. Yeah, Bring Me Sunshine. Yeah, we did it. I just learned to play the ukulele. It starts off a ukulele and then goes into a swinging, jivey version of the lovely, Morecambe and Wise song, basically, because I love the Morecambe and Wise song. And, yeah, it went viral pretty much, and it's got like well over 3 million views, and people love it everywhere, all over America, all over the world. We get emails from people saying thank you for putting on this happy music video.
Yeah, well, we're going to play it now, and if people want to watch the video, then yes, go on to YouTube, Bring Me Sunshine by the Jive Aces. We've been speaking to the lead singer, Ian Clarkson. Ian, thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck with the new album.
Thank you very much. Have a lovely day.
You too. Bye-bye.